We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the PACKADAY podcast.
Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the PACKADAY podcast. I'm Steve Peretz, joined as always by Dusty Evely, Sarah Kelleher. Guys, it has arrived, the final episode before we take our break. We have confirmed, multiple people have confirmed for us, this actually is our last episode. Unlike last week, when we thought it was our last episode, then we found out it was. So, how's everybody doing, Sarah? What's going on down in Florida?
Yeah, pretty good. Ready for our encore performance before the draft break here, since, you know, we put in our best effort last week and got a bunch of great questions, only to then have one more, which is fine. You know, we like each other, I think, and we like talking about the Packers and football. Yeah, Steve, it depends on the day with Steve, honestly. But no, I'm doing well. Everything's good here. What about you guys?
I'm good. We've had some nasty weather here. So for it got a little dicey whether I was going to be able to make it tonight or not. We've had some tornado watches going on, all kinds of stuff, but things have calmed down a bit. Yeah, it's good. This time of the year, it's always weird, right? Where this is like the last one recording, so it kind of sucks. We're not going to talk for a little while, but at the same time, the break, taking a break and hearing like people who actually dive into the draft is always kind of fun. I think that's one of my favorite things. I know we've talked about that before, is just I don't do a whole lot of draft stuff, but I try to, around this time of year, devour as much draft stuff as I can. And there's so many good people that are going to be joining. So I'm excited to learn more about the draft by not talking about non-draft things, I guess. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I remember the days when I thought I could actually be part of this like draft conversation. And I was like, you know, I knew enough to like study, you know, I watched some stuff, you know, read a lot of bios, did all that kind of those things. And then you start listening to the kind of draft content that we were starting at Packaday, starting to put out. And I was like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm gonna leave it to these guys. So yeah,
I don't know how to gauge like hand punch of an offensive tackle. Like the hip sync. That's something that's like I know what I don't know. I am not deep in enough to talk about this.
Yeah, so I think since I decided to do that, like, I mean, that's the one thing I love about Packaday, is that we put out so much good content, but it's bringing in so many good people, especially at the draft time. So, you know, obviously we're taking a break, but guys, make sure that you're following every single day, because the amount of good stuff that comes out of the Packaday podcast for the draft, like when that first round hits, like you're going to know so much. So
Oh, and also before we get too deep in, I'll probably say as far as the closing as well, today, as you're listening to this, Wednesday, April 3rd, the Cheesehead TV draft guides should come out as well, which is something that's one of my big draft guides every year as far as like specific to the Packers and all that. So that'll be out again, as you're listening to this, this should be out at Cheesehead. So yeah, it's a great time of the year to learn and not talk about the draft for me, for sure.
But we don't really have anything going on here, guys. You know, right before the draft is going on, there's, you know, a visit or two that's happening, nothing major. So we're going to leave that for the people who cover the draft to really talk and dive in to all those, you know, top 30 visits that happen. So we're going to kind of, you know, I say keep this short, but God knows that Dusty talks forever. So it probably won't end up being. And, you know, I've never been accused of talking too much. That's never happened either. So we're just going to jump into these questions. We got a couple, not as many as we would have thought. I was hoping for more chaos. I wanted to just yell at Sarah for every opinion she had today, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But we got our first question.
I believe in you, Steve.
Yeah,
I
can make
Steve's just throwing shots while he still can. He's like, Dusty talks too much, and oh, I can't wait to make fun of Sarah. He's going to miss us, Dusty. He does.
He really is.
And then two weeks from now, next week will be nice. Oh, I had the night off. And then a couple weeks from now, he's going to be like, man, he's going to start like those guys.
Caring
what are
about
their
our
names again? I can't remember. Yeah.
No, he's going to send us a DM. How are you guys doing?
Hey, where'd you guys go to eat?
Checking in.
Just seeing how you're feeling. How was your day? Was your day okay? I care about you as a person.
You get did back you guys on the make podcast, chili?
You idiot. You big old idiot.
Fine, I won't ask about your chili, Dusty.
It was pretty good. It went pretty good, Steve.
First question we got from Rob Clements. Rate your salesmanship skills 1 to 10 because I now have a Blackstone on the way and a trip to Ireland booked due to recent podcast conversations. I hold you all responsible. I will now need recipes and travel tips. Thank you. All right. Well, Dusty, we'll start with you since I think you may have had a little to do with this, but what are your sales skills? 1 to 10.
Man, I didn't think very good. Apparently, it was like 15 out of 10 with this. You know, Rob's changed his entire lifestyle here because of us. So obviously, we're doing something good. I haven't had a chance to do a ton on the Blackstone. Weather's been terrible. It's all over the place. The days are nice. It rains. I've not been able to cook as much as I wanted. But, man, listen, like dress up a smash burger. Do like the do some bacon on it, nice and crispy, and then crush that up and put it in the burger patty and do a smash burger with the burger. That's tremendous. I've been doing tacos. I've not got a chance to do breakfast yet, but I mean, you can do anything you want on that thing. So I will send along recipes as I get on a little more. But man, just feel free to experiment. It's been the handful of times I've been able to cook on it. It's been amazing. I'm outside, but it feels like I'm at a stove. It's life changing, man. I just absolutely love it.
Sarah, what's your sales level at?
I mean, I'll rate myself pretty high, like an 8 or 9. I did have to take a professional selling class in college and I got an A in the class. So I know what I'm doing. I got the sales check down. So.
I got an A.
Well,
the professor said it was the best grade he's ever given.
I can't really speak to the Blackstone because I don't have one and I've never been to Ireland, although I'd like to go, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I did pretty good in the class. I didn't like it, but I did pretty good.
So, to be clear, Sarah has sold nothing to Rob at all, but gives herself like an 8 or a 9 in sales.
I'm not even sold that she did well in the class. She said it too many times. I don't think she did that well. I think she's pushing a little too hard on that.
Listen, I hyped up my white chicken chili.
Intro to sales.
Sales 101.
What is this class?
That was like 5 years ago now, but Listen, I put my white chicken chili recipe out there, and I had several people DM me and say that they made it. Some sent me pictures, so hey, I'd say I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right, so I am choosing chaos. That's good. That's good to
know. Yeah, here you are.
First question.
Oh, we're all going to be nice.
Look how surprised we are at this, Steve, at this turn of events.
I'm sorry, you piled on with the sales question, too. It was a horrible. I took a sales class in college. I took an art class in college. Am I an artist? No.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you do in the class, Steve?
I got an A, Sarah.
You're 8 or 9 artist, Steve.
I'll give myself a 10 out of 10. I mean,
oh, here we go.
Sarah, my job is sales. Like, literally, my job is sales. He's talking about a Blackstone. He's talking about Ireland. I talked about all those things. I think I'm pretty good. So yeah, I will give myself on the podcast sales of all things. Like, literally, Dusty told us that he thought about me while cooking chili. You said your same thing. He thinks about the gift that I put out there every time talking about chili. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Come on. You can't tell what, but I have to take a lower grade than you because I never took an official sales class in college.
No.
Yeah, he learned it on the streets, Sarah. He learned
the
it on
mean streets.
That's right.
You're just such an influencer, Steve. I mean,
he's never book smart.
You should make a TikTok. You should make a TikTok. People would follow. You'd blow up, go viral on there.
I don't think that is true at all. The only reason I would blow up would be irony.
It's, I mean, just with
the old dude on TikTok. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all. Next question is from Brian Hartstead. What draft scenario would surprise you most? The Packers draft a QB or wide receiver with their first pick. And food question starts at cut for desserts, cheesecake, lava cake, creme brulee. Dusty, let's start with you.
Quarterback. I mean, the wide receiver they could still use. Like, I don't think they're going to take one, but a wide, like, they can still bolster that wide receiver room, and it's deep enough where they could still get like a game changer, potentially number one at that point in the draft, potentially. Like, by the way, the quarterbacks, the way it's always tough with the draft, the way people are talking about the quarterbacks, it's possible they may be six gone by the time the Packers take. I'm not taking QB seven at the end of the first round. Like, we're not doing that. I think they can upgrade that backup QB position, but a quarterback would surprise me the most, which is probably what I would have said when they took Jordan Love. It makes less sense now to take it now than it did then, but I'll say quarterback. And then this was tough, man. I'm going to start cheesecake. My brother does like this bourbon cheesecake. That's just insane. So I'm going to have to start that. I'm going to sit. This was really tough. The sit cut was hard. I'm going to sit creme brulee because I do love me a good creme brulee. And I'll cut lava cake, which hurt me to my core as I was looking at pictures of lava cake when I was like looking at this question. Lower. I was like, can I cut this? Can I really cut this? But that's a good creme brulee, man. I'll take the creme brulee over that, I think. Just barely, like just by a hair.
For the football part of that question, I agree with everything you said, Dusty. I think, you know, wide receiver, I'd actually kind of be excited. Oh, okay. Intriguing. I think a lot of people are on the same page that while the young guys did really great and surpassed expectations, that they still need just a solid number one who can be the guy that Jordan Love can go to and that everybody knows that's the guy. And really the Packers haven't had that since Devontae Adams left. And so if it happened, I don't think it will. I'd be excited. Quarterback, I'd genuinely be shocked if that happened. Food question, couldn't disagree with you more, Dusty. I am starting lava cake. I love lava cake. I feel like you can't go wrong. Anywhere that serves a lava cake, it's always good. If that's an option, you can never go wrong with it. Cheesecake, sitting it, but it's definitely, you know, coming off the bench early and getting some minutes in the game because cheesecake is spectacular and there's so many different types too. And I am cutting creme brulee. I hate creme brulee. I don't like it.
Baseball season is officially back, and what a heck of a start for those Milwaukee Brewers. But just as we get set to wrap up an epic NCAA tournament, baseball is back, and it's better than ever when pairing it with America's number one fantasy sports app, Prize Picks. I know what some of you are thinking. All of these fantasy sports apps are complicated and hard to understand. That is simply not the case with Prize Picks. Prize Picks is super simple to play. I've literally gone in, found entries that I wanted to select, made my picks, and finished the entire process in under 60 seconds. Also, withdrawals are easy, payouts are easy, and they have an enormous selection of players and stat types to choose from that make the selection process super easy. All right, here's a true story. I did a fantasy baseball draft with my friends this year. Half of my team is already hurt, and I've already used up all of my transactions for the week. It is an absolute nightmare. Normally, I'd be ticked off. But I didn't even bat an eye this year. I didn't care at all because I opened up my Prize Picks app, made all new selections with players that weren't hurt. And if I'm being totally honest, it's a lot more fun this way anyway. This week, I'm keeping an eye on Bobby Witt Jr., Luis Robert, and Julio Rodriguez, three of my absolute favorite baseball players. But enough about me. It's time for you to get in on the fun with Prize Picks. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Shocking the world here. I am actually copying Sarah's answer for dessert.
Love it. Look at Dusty. That is, he's so sad. Dusty's going to be like, honorable mention, fun dip.
Yeah, well, that would have been the start. I didn't see it on the options. That was one of the options.
And also there is an Oreo lava cake that you can, like a box thing that you can take and make at home.
I've had it. It's spectacular.
It's sitting in my pantry right now, so I just have to make it.
We've got five weeks off for the draft. That's some time to kill. I have to pick one.
Some Tuesday night when I'm not remembering what your names are, then I'll text you guys a picture.
Oh, hey, Steve, we should FaceTime. We'll make one together.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't pick up.
Yeah, well, you didn't last time.
Extenuating circumstances. I was saving myself to watch the game. No spoilers.
And then, yeah, like you guys said, the QB would surprise me the most. I might disagree with Sarah a little bit just on the fact of I don't think they need the wide receiver one. I think they've got enough auxiliary guys that get themselves open, that establish themselves as guys that Jordan Love trusts, that it'd be cool, I guess, if they get the 1A, that guy for sure. But I mean, they've got enough. So would be interesting, though. Very interesting if they would go wide receiver. Next one, we've got Simeon wants to know, what are your most treasured Green Bay Packers possessions that you wouldn't sell for love nor money? He's got a drink question that Dusty's going to follow up with him later on that one. But Sarah, let's start with you. Do you have any Packers possessions that, you know, never leave in your house?
Not really. No, I'm not a big memorabilia person. If anything, I just get a jersey, and I do have this really cool picture/, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a landscape picture that I got at Lambeau years ago. And it's like supposed to be the back of Aaron Rodgers' jersey. And then it has like a fake Aaron Rodgers signature. You know, it's not authentic or anything, but it looks really cool. I don't plan on ever giving that away. I think obviously Rodgers is gone, but it's still kind of a cool piece of Packers history. And I'm pretty sure I got it on my first trip to Lambeau too. So just kind of like the sentimental value of, I got this first time I was able to finally go up and make the trip. But that's about it. I'm not a big collector when it comes to things like that.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I've got directly behind me, I've got like a mini signed helmet of Kenny Clark. That's cool, but I don't know, if someone's offering me a lot of money, I'd probably sell that. I'll go the cheesy route and just say, I mean, the most treasured thing from Green Bay from any of my trips there, it's all the memories. If I could sell those, buddy, I'd try. I probably would try. You know, they're not all that treasured probably, but I mean, that's the big thing. I've got jerseys. I've got, you know, a handful of memorabilia things, books, stuff like that. But nothing that's like super treasured. It's really just more memories and pictures from the trips that are the big things for me.
Yeah, I think I used to have a lot more like autograph stuff and, you know, jerseys. And I kind of started just getting rid of all that stuff. Like I stopped buying jerseys, like I've talked about in the past, you know, gave away some of the autographed mini helmets and things like that. And, you know, I think right now the only thing that I've got that I definitely know I wouldn't give away, I've got one of those, what is it, the Funko, the ones with the big heads? Funko Pop. Yeah, I've got an Aaron Rodgers Funko Pop with the Super Bowl championship hat on. And my daughter gave it to me. So it's always something on my desk that reminds me of her when I look at it. So I would say that'd probably be the only thing I would definitely not give away at all. So
very nice.
Next one, we've got Matt Pickett, who's asking a question without asking a question. what football question do you wish we'd ask and why? What food question do you wish we'd ask and why? Note to Steve, this is not a lazy, this is not lazy question asking. I ask because I care. So, Matt's clearly given up, guys. He can preface it all he wants, but he's officially tapped out. I think Matt's this is him taking a break a little bit early, since we're not going to be around. He's not going to have questions asked. He was just like, screw it. He's like, I'm just going to see what they want to talk. So does anybody have a question that they would like to be asked?
I appreciate the sentiment behind the question here, but yeah, listen, we want you to come up with questions because we don't want to do it.
Yeah,
we make you ask us questions. I'm doing your job now, buddy. Like, to come up with questions for you to ask me. You're supposed to do my job. That's the way this works.
Matt, I'm lazy. I don't want to have to come up with the content. I just want to have to direct these two jabronis to answer it, and that's all I've got to do. Now you're making me double take and like have to think about stuff. No. Unless somebody wants to ask me about my chili recipe, which nobody does, so I guess we'll be fine.
He's trying to get us to ask about the chili recipe, but
no, I will not give it. No, I give it. I don't care. I don't care. That's fine. Whatever. Your chili probably tastes awful anyway, so nobody wants it from you.
It's fine.
All right. Next question has absolutely nothing to do with the Packers, but since we didn't get as many questions as we wanted to, we're just going to go with it. This one comes from somebody near and dear to the podcast world. This is Sarah's better half. Worse half? Better half? I don't know. What does it qualify as?
I mean, I want to be nice and say better. I feel like it's wrong if I say worse.
I think you have to. I think he can hear you.
I want to be nice. Bailey's going to have questions after
you
this.
Set me up to fail there, Steve. Like, you're like, right? Better half, right?
Absolutely not. Worse half. Absolutely.
Tell me how this conversation goes after the podcast, please. All right. So there's a couple of caveats to this. There's a flat arena. You as a person have a goal to survive 1 hour, and they're given the option of 9 different things. You have to pick 2. They will defend you. The rest is coming to kill you. So our options are 50 hawks, 10 alligators, 3 bears, 7 bulls, 1 hunter with a rifle and, I believe, unlimited ammo. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. 15 wolves, 10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, and 4 lions. So, Sarah, since this is coming from your neck of the woods, we're going to start with you.
Yeah, this is insane. I think the only reason he asked it is because this has been a debate in his group chat of like 10 guy friends for like weeks, and they can't let it go. And so then today he's like, I'm going to ask you guys on the podcast. So here we are. First one I'm going to take, it's 7 bulls. And this is because I just saw them in South Africa, and they are enormous and violent. And I feel like I'm small enough where I could hide behind them and try to survive that way. Because the other one I'm taking is the one hunter with the rifle, because I feel like that's tough not to take, because if you're against that, then your odds are slim. So if I have him in front, kind of covering the grounds, and then I'm hiding behind the 7 bulls, which is basically like a brick wall, my chances are pretty good. I'll definitely probably get injured, but I'll probably be able to hold on for the hour.
My number one pick here is a 10,000 rats. Rats are nasty, and you're overwhelming with numbers. Like, especially if they're defending you, we'll say they're somewhat trained. They got to be somewhat trained if they're defending you, right? Just the overwhelming amount of numbers, even like, say any of these, say a hunter with a hunting rifle, so it's not automatic, you can shoot one at a time. That's 10,000 rats. If they're coming at you, those are nasty. So that's my number one pick. And then the other stuff I'm building around that, I thought about the 50 hawks, because then you've got numbers from below and numbers from above, but you don't have anything big. So I'm going the 5 gorillas, because gorillas are nasty and aggressive, and also intelligent. So I feel like with the 10,000 rats, kind of just overwhelming the opponent with chaos, and then the gorillas just mowing people down. I feel like that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. I think either way you look at this, I think you're in for a tough hour. An hour is a long time, but I like my chances with the rats and the gorilla.
So my only thought behind this is that if you don't choose the guy with the rifle, he's trying to kill you. And exactly. So he gets to stand from far away. And
while 10,000 rats are running at him, partially, though, that's part of it for me.
But there's not 10,000 rats running just at him.
No.
There's all the other things going.
No, they're crawling up his leg, which is why I thought the hawks, because if they're kind of attacking him from above, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. But then what do you do with the lions?
Yeah. And I think I was going to go with the bears just because they're so massive. So I'd go with the bears. Like, they're just pure killing machines. Like, that's just, yeah. I'll take three bears to kind of surround me, the guy with the gun to surround me, and then start kicking rats. That's what you got to do.
Start kicking rats.
Not a sentence I thought I'd ever say in my life.
The rats don't run this city. We do.
All right, we got another one from Ed Stack. Should the Packers sign either or both of their two remaining unrestricted free agents, Taylor and Ford, based on your recent Easter experience? Start, sit, cut, Cadbury cream eggs, Lindt chocolate bunnies, Reese's peanut butter eggs. Dusty, we'll start with you.
I would be down with them re-signing Ford. Solid special teamer. And kind of give you some depth in the safety room. I feel like you know what he is. He's made some plays. I think he can still be decent if you have to spot start him. So Ford, I wouldn't be shocked if they bring back. I'd be totally down for that. Taylor, I feel like you need to upgrade there. You know what Taylor is. I think he has hit a ceiling. He is fine. He's good in pass pro, another solid special teamer, but does not have elite speed, is a violent runner, but not particularly strong. And we saw multiple times last year where, like, with the clock winding down, I think in the Saints game, he did it twice, just apparently does not know how to run out of bounds when he's supposed to run out of bounds. So Taylor, I'm fine letting walk, because I feel like you need to upgrade the running back position. You need a kind of a different type of back in there. So I think they should let Taylor walk, bring back Ford would be mine. Start, sit, cut. This honestly wasn't that hard for me. Start Reese's peanut butter eggs. I mean, without a doubt, 100%. If I had to throw the other ones in the fire and burn them, this would be my pick 1,000 times out of 1,000. I'm going to sit the Lindt chocolate bunny, because I'm fine with a chocolate bunny. That's cool. I used to love Cadbury cream eggs. I hate the cream inside those things. I cannot. There's something about them now. I cannot eat those things. They're just absolutely disgusting. So I cannot do those. I'm going to cut those. I'm gonna kick those out, just like Steve's kicking rats is what I'm going to do with the Cadbury cream eggs.
Stop those sons of bitches.
That's right. That's right.
Sarah, what about you?
Can you repeat the choices? I can't see this question for some reason.
Yeah, so we got start is Cadbury cream eggs. Starts at cut, Cadbury cream eggs, Lindt chocolate bunnies, Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Okay, yeah. So I'm actually going same exact answer as Dusty here on all accounts. So for all the reasons that he explained for start, sit, cut, and then with Ford and Taylor, I just think that you get more value from Ford than you do Taylor. Taylor has never been a guy for the Packers that they can 100% rely on. It's always like, hey, if somebody gets injured, then we can bring him in. And, you know, he's a good practice squad guy and good for the locker room and things like that. But if they're kind of reinventing themselves at the running back position to begin with, then maybe it's time to just go out and find somebody else. I know AJ Dillon is staying, obviously, but I think his role is going to be a little bit different as well, and just what's expected of him, given how Jacobs is a bit of a different back than Jones. So I think for all the reasons Dusty said and more, it makes sense to go that way.
And this is going to shock the world here, but we're 3 for 3 on this answer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, Reese's eggs are like so far, like the number one, it's not even close. Like, If that's the case, like Reese's is standing on one side of the football field, you can't even see the other one, the number two there. So Cadbury's are gross. I cannot stand them. I've never liked them. I remember, like, I was the kid who always got sucked in by the ads, and I was like, oh my God, those look amazing. I have to have those. And I had one. And I was like, this is awful. I'm never eating, and I've never had one ever since then. So never gonna Those are
they definitely only good. Get worse as you get older. They do not imagine. Get better.
I would imagine for sure. All right. And our last question, guys, this one's from Harry. It's very, very targeted at me. So I definitely took offense to this, Harry, but whatever, man, we'll still go with it. If you were guaranteed a championship this season, but then could not watch Packer games, see highlights, posts, still a fan though, would you give up 5 years or more of watching for 1 year of glory? Similar on food for the same time frame. Would Sarah give up soups, dusty whiskey, and Steve vanilla ice cream? Thanks a lot, Dick. Chili apparently is the real answer of the thing that I would give up. He just was trying to confirm that my bad answer from this past offseason.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I love the idea of you not being able to give up vanilla ice cream.
Can't do it.
And you give up watching the Packers instead, and you're just like sitting on your couch, crisscross applesauce with one, like a bowl with one scoop of vanilla ice cream, watching XFL, just trying to feel something.
He's got the cheapest little bottle of sprinkles that he just sprinkles a couple on top.
He takes one Oreo and just crushes it with his hand on top.
It's the price I pay for the Packers winning the championship.
Apparently. You know, there's some things in your life that are just so good you just can't give up. You know, like vanilla ice cream, or you just like can't cut it out of your life.
I love it. So my choice is to either give up vanilla ice cream and have every other option of ice creams, and still watch the Packers win. Or never have vanilla. Like, what the hell, man? Come on. So, Dusty, tell me, what would you do?
For the Packers side, I would not give it up. As enticing as it is, it's selfish, but I would not give it up. This is, I mean, I've talked about it before. All of us are in the same boat, I assume. I mean, it's not just the writing and the, you know, this means I'm not able to talk to you guys every week, you know, for 5 years. But it also is, I get together with two of my brothers and a good friend of ours every week during the season. We try to make at least one trip up to games. But even when we don't, we get together and it's a good chance. There's a friend of ours, we always joke, we see him every week during the season. I barely see him in the off season. We only get together for football, and I love those times. So I'm not giving that up. I will give up whiskey. I don't know. People think I am an alcoholic. I don't really drink that much. I do not drink that much. So if it's like I can give up whiskey for 5 years, and the Packers won a championship, I still get to watch them. Yeah, absolutely. I just will not drink whiskey for 5 years. I'm totally fine with that. No worries.
Yeah, I'm not giving it up either. I mean, we are psychos and we love sports even when we lose and even, you know, when your heart is broken and then we come back next year and do the same thing all over again and root for the team 10 times harder. So I don't think I could give it up. I think also just kind of like what you said, Dusty, at this point, not even just Packers football, but sports in general are just so ingrained into my routine and lifestyle that giving up part of it would throw me off so much. I mean, during the NFL season, I don't really make plans on Sunday unless it's watching football with other people or going to a sports bar to eat wings and watch football. And same with, you know, the last few nights with March Madness. I'm not making plans because I'm staying at home and forming my day around watching good basketball. So it would be too hard to give up. On the other hand, I don't know if I could give up soup. I really don't. you know, just because one, I love it, but two, I have to eat such a limited diet with some of the health issues I have, and soup is one of the few things I can actually eat. So probably for the sake of my health, I should continue to eat it. But I think that would be tougher for me.
I mean, I can't believe that both of you are so selfish that nobody is willing to give up watching the Packers in order for everybody else around them, their friends, their family, to have that Super Bowl victory. Like, just a little shock from you two. But, you know, that being said, I'm not giving it up.
I was going to say, are you?
There's no way Steve's doing this.
God, no. Hell no. Are you kidding me? That's the dumbest question I've ever been asked. And yeah, Harry, I said that it's a dumb question because of your stupid ass stuff that you added in at the end.
I was thinking about this. Can you imagine Packers in the Super Bowl? We're all excited. You can't watch them again. The next game you can watch is 5 years later. How many players do you think you're going to know? Like, you're walking into an entirely different world, right? Like, it's an entirely different team at that
point. It's like you're locked in like an underground bunker for 5 years. That's what you should do. Might as well. Like, you got nothing else going on. The Packers aren't in your life. Just go. Yeah.
That was like that reminds me of Jared Leto and when the pandemic, like when COVID was officially declared a pandemic in March of 2020, and he was like on some weird retreat in the middle of nowhere and had no access to the outside world. And he came back in like May and was like, what happened?
Who are these kids that are on the Packers now? I mean, that's what it would be. Like, you're 5 years older. You haven't watched the Packers. And they have a whole slew of like 21, 22-year-old kids you've never heard of. Like,
kids who were in high school the last time you stopped watching them.
Mm-hmm. You know that at that point, too, the NFL would have so many freaking rule changes. I mean, there's different changes every year.
It's flag football now? What happened?
Pat Mahomes won again? Okay, like that's
what happened. A six-peat? Yeah.
Well, guys, that about wraps it up here. Before we get going, we'll get a couple of closing thoughts from everybody before we go. Sarah, what do you got for us?
Yeah, man, I don't have anything going on content-wise, but just want to thank everyone for listening and following with us, you know, through the season and up until this point. It's always a lot of fun, and we'll definitely have more fun things planned once we come back from the draft. But for now, just hope you enjoy the other sports that are on. Obviously, you can still be invested in football through the draft and things like that, but so many just great sporting events and things happening. I mean, March Madness, both men's and especially the women's side, has been spectacular. If you haven't tuned in, definitely encourage you this weekend. So, like, the final weekend, this is it. So, and then we're gonna have NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup, Masters, all that. Everything is happening. So it's different. It's not football, and I know football's king and everybody loves it the most, but it's a little slower time, and I hope everybody enjoys it, and we'll catch you in about a month.
Yeah. And for you, everything Sarah said, this break is always, it's always interesting because, like I said, it's nice to learn, from other people smarter than me, certainly more into the draft than I am, to learn about this. But also I get a couple weeks into this break, I'm like, I kind of miss, it's always like Tuesday, and like, I feel like I should be doing something. I don't have anything to do. So I'm excited to learn. We're going to miss you guys. We're going to miss everyone. We'll be back in, you know, 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks, whatever it's going to be. Appreciate everyone's support. And, we'll look forward to talking to everyone when we get back. And just for my stuff, I've got, again, I mentioned at the top, today, the Cheesehead TV draft guide should be out. I've got a piece in there for the first time. I've done draft stuff talking about Halfley's defense, the switch to Halfley's defense and how that could look. I'm very excited about that. So you know, if you pick it up, which you should because it's a tremendous draft guide, I hope you like whatever I wrote in there. It's been a while since I wrote it, so now I forget some details. So I hope it's good. And then also every Wednesday going forward, hopefully, I think I'm taking a break 1 week around the draft. I'll still have a series going up on Cheesehead TV. Today will be the Dontayvion Wicks touchdown against the Falcons. We go through the play call. We talk about the protection. We talk about the motion call, what the concept is, the specific instructions for each route, all of that stuff. So that's every Wednesday on Cheesehead TV. Really from now and through the season, I think is what it's going to take us through. So that's pretty exciting. So check that out today. And every Wednesday, I'll have something going up. Yeah, thanks for listening. I hope you all learned some stuff while we take this little break.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I'm just going to say for everybody, the draft nerds out there, that this is going to be such good content. Just enjoy this time because this is like your Super Bowl if the Packers aren't playing in the Super Bowl. You get all this draft, People are putting out on so many different platforms, so many different ways you can consume all this stuff. And it's so much, so much fun. And for me, as somebody who just loves the draft and loves seeing all the drama unfold, the trades, like, it's just such a fun time of year. So really enjoy that time. Like, I think we'll all enjoy our little break here, but we'll be itching to get back in May and start up again and really dive into what this Packers team is going to look like. So again, thank you for listening. We, you know, some of these numbers Andy sent out to us today, we had in the first 3 months of this year, it over 1.5 million downloads.
Insane.
That's insane. Insane that many people want to know the things that we talk about and want to listen to us. So thank you guys just for that. That's blew my mind again, as always, but we appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you for always for the questions. We may give you crap about them, but we really, really do appreciate them. They're really kind of help us understand exactly what you guys want to hear and talk about in the Packers world. So thank you for that. Keep sending that stuff to us. That's at Dusty Evely, at Sarah Kelleher 4, at C Per Hatch, and at Packaday Podcast. We will be back in a little over a month after the draft. We'll break that all down, but can't wait to talk to you guys again. And as always, Go Pack Go!
Headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better, and your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.